Case is case number 20655. This is an application of Baytex Energy USA Limited for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to establish an overlapping 1,280-acre spacing unit, sections 25 and 36, 162-99, Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case 20655 on behalf of Baytex Energy USA Limited. We intend to call three witnesses in this matter. And our land witness will be Randy Verrett, V-A-R-R-E-T. Our geologic witness will be Ben Metz, M-E-T-Z. And then our engineering witness will be Mark LaCroix, L-A capital C-R-O-I-X.
Mr. Verrett, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
With a V. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Randy, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Randy M. Verrett. Last name is V as in Victor, E-R-R-E-T.
And Randy, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Baytex Energy USA, regulatory manager.
And you're a landman, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you've testified previously before the commission and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Randy, let's skip the cover page on this packet of exhibit and go right to L1. Tell me what L1 is.
L1 is just an area map that shows Divide County there and just simply places the Ambrose Field outline there and then the drilling and spacing units that are involved in the matter.
Okay, and the next exhibit, L2?
L2 is just a closer-up map of the Ambrose Field and the various 1280 units and 640 units that are intermixed in the Ambrose Field.
Okay, and L3?
L3 is the single 1280 spacing unit we're proposing there that shows the existing Furman 36 well there, and it shows the Baytex working interest in the drilling, the proposed 1280 drilling and spacing unit.
And is Baytex the operator of the well that's drilled in section, looks like section 36?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay. And I guess no further questions. Oh, excuse me, I do have one more question. And Randy, is it Baytex's request that that well stay on its existing 640-acre spacing unit and that it's just future wells that would be on the 1280?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. That's all the questions I have.
Are there any questions from the staff? Mr. Metz, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Ben, would you state your full name for the record, please?
William Benjamin Metz, M-E-T-Z.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Baytex Energy USA, and I am a geologist.
And you've testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
And would offer the further testimony of this witness that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Ben, let's turn to the next exhibit in the packet, which is G1. Do you want to briefly discuss what's contained on exhibit G1?
Sure. This is a structure map based on the top of the three forks going from the Olland 4-35 well to the Anderson 20-11, showing a line of cross section over the proposed 1280 unit.
Okay, and then let's look at that cross section, which is G2. Just very briefly discuss the importance of exhibit G2 as you indicate, which is the cross section.
Sure. G2 is showing the two logs crossing the Bakken pool, which shows that our target zone be the middle Bakken and the three forks, and it's showing that it is continuous across the area.
I don't have any other questions for the geologic witness.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Ben, the existing well in section 36, is that Bakken or Three Forks?
That is a Three Forks well.
And will a later witness be describing how you plan to drill the infill wells?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. LaCroix, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And Mark, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
I'm with Baytex Energy USA. I'm a senior reservoir evaluation engineer.
And have you testified before the commission previously?
No, I have not.
What I'd like you to do is very quickly outline for us your educational background and work experience.
I graduated from Texas A&M University in 1974. I've been employed by both majors and independents as well as consultants. I've performed work that has been used in the evaluation of billions of dollars of acquisitions. And I have testified before the Texas Railroad Commission, the Oklahoma Commission, and hopefully after today, the North Dakota Commission.
Well, for the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Mark, let's turn to the next exhibit in the packet, E1. Just very quickly, tell us what that is and the importance of this exhibit.
E1?
Yes.
E1, here we go. E1 simply outlines our well plan as far as the depth that will go. It generally go vertically and then out horizontally.
Okay, and it be drilled in the... you're proposing it be drilled in the approximate center of the sections?
Yes, the first well is, and then, of course, we offset after that.
Okay. Then E2, tell us what E2 is.
E2 is a generic wellbore diagram where you can see the horizontal section, the 32 packers that will be in place, and that way we'll be able to put a 32-stage frac on the well.
Okay, and E2A?
E2A is basically the same thing. It just describes the ball seals. It's just a little more definition as far as the wellbore diagram goes.
Okay, and let's go to the next exhibit, E3.
Okay, E3 will give you the general reservoir parameters for this pool, and then also the recoverable reserves that we expect to get with each well that we drill, and the recovery factor, and our oil in place for the section.
Okay, and you're looking at a investment of approximately $6 million and a rate of return of 1.96, is that correct?
That's correct. A return on investment. Our investment is about $6.5 million.
And in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect railroad rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Absolutely.
No further questions. Madam Examiner, we'd offer each one of the exhibits that were identified by the three witnesses.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Mark, the caption here is for seven wells on an overlapping 1280. How do you anticipate drilling the remainder of the wells?
To which exhibit are you referring to?
To the caption, and I suppose your exhibit E1. You're showing us one well in the 1280-acre spacing unit and requesting seven.
We will be drilling, we have a picture. Where did it go? Exhibit G3. It might be in one of the other packets.
You don't have a G3.
If you look at case number 20693, sorry for that. We will be drilling the seven wells in a 1280 stand up 1280, and they'll be approximately 660 feet apart going across the section.
You said 20693?
Case number, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's exhibit G3.
Could you provide an exhibit for
sure.
This case?
Yeah, can send in a supplement. I'm sorry, that one, I think, got accidentally left out of this packet.
Okay, thank you.
You
do anticipate drilling across that existing 640-acre lateral, is that correct?
Right, and what we'll be doing is porpoising underneath that well so as not to interfere with it.
And do you anticipate doing anything during the frack to prevent interference with that well?
Yes, we'll be... We will now perf near that well bore so that the frack will not intersect it.
Are you able to, is that well on the 640, is that an economic well?
That's a good question. I mean, it produces economically now, yes.
Do you anticipate drilling an offset well on section 25? On a 640-acre basis?
No. All the remaining wells will be 1280s.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mark, I'm assuming then that you would request that section 25 spacing unit be terminated?
Subsequent to additional wells, but not for the existing well.
But as a 640?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mark, this is Bruce Hicks. You said the well is economic right now, the existing well. The well was completed in February of 2010 and has only cummed, it's less than 30,000 barrels of oil. Would you think that well is going to be commercial? Will it pay for itself?
It will not pay for itself, no.
Okay. So any future wells that you would drill on 640-acre spacing in this area, would you believe they would be economic, or do you think it would be similar to this well?
No, the new completion techniques available now, we anticipate it to be economic.
And are you going to be able to connect to a gas line in this area?
Yes.
What's the time frame?
Actually, all of our wells should be on the gas line by the end of this year.
Okay. Would you anticipate connecting this well to a gas line upon completion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Randy Brett. I was going to interject something, Bruce, as far as your question. We have our third comprehensive gas flaring case coming up on page 5 of the docket today, and we'll be discussing an update with the commission as far as the hookups of all of our wells out there in Divide County.
Thank you.
Five days.
All right, we'll leave the record open for 5 days to, for receipt of that additional exhibit, but that'll conclude our hearing for today.